The United Arab Emirates has strongly condemned what it describes as Iran's brazen attack on commercial oil tankers in the Gulf. The latest incident comes after the third consecutive night of American airstrikes against Iranian targets. President Donald Trump has also announced a 20% charge on shipping linked to the new blockade around the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most important oil routes. The situation has raised fresh concerns over global energy supplies and regional security. In Thailand, the death toll from the devastating bar fire in Bangkok has risen to 30. Police are now investigating possible safety failures, including emergency exits and fire prevention measures. Several people remain in hospital with serious injuries as investigators work to determine the cause of the blaze. Australian police have released previously unseen photographs as they renew their appeal for information 25 years after the murder of a British backpacker. Detectives hope the new evidence could help solve one of Australia's most high-profile unsolved murder cases. Authorities are urging anyone with information to come forward. In the United States, a federal judge has overturned Donald Trump's $1.8 billion settlement with the Internal Revenue Service. The agreement had effectively protected the president from future tax audits. The ruling could reopen legal and financial investigations into Mr. Trump's tax affairs. A Colombian national has been killed during an immigration enforcement operation in the U.S. state of Maine. Officials say the man died during an encounter with officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. The incident is now under investigation, with local authorities and the FBI examining the circumstances surrounding the shooting. In Australia, the identity of a Sydney childcare worker charged with 329 child abuse offences has now been made public. Police say the investigation remains ongoing and are continuing to identify potential victims. The case has shocked communities across the country and prompted renewed calls for stronger child protection measures. And finally, a grandfather visiting Yellowstone National Park in the United States was seriously injured after being charged by a bison. Witnesses say the animal threw the man several meters into the air before park rangers intervened. Officials continue to remind visitors that wild animals should always be kept at a safe distance. Manchester will enjoy another warm day with sunny spells and light cloud. Temperatures are expected to reach around 27 degrees Celsius with light winds and dry conditions throughout the day. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio.